exist? Spiritual life and worldly life, are they separate? Are they one? If they are separate, how to balance them? In fact, there are no two lives. You live only one life. How to say whether it is spiritual or worldly? It depends upon the object, the goal, the source from which you derive your fulfillment. If you want to derive your fulfillment from a worldly object, you call it a worldly life. And if you derive the same happiness and fulfillment from the so-called spiritual source, it's called a spiritual life. Baba never differentiated between the two. He picked up the real, this is the source, the basis of a man's endeavor. Why people strive? Whether it's the worldly striving or a spiritual striving. Why people strive? It is the fulfillment, the happiness. So our sense of fulfillment, our concept of fulfillment is through worldly objects only. So if you tell them, no, this is not fulfillment, they experience it is fulfillment. They want money, they have a problem, and unless it is solved, they can't be happy. But if you say, that is all Maya, real happiness lies somewhere there, they may listen out of respect, but it can't go into their hearts. They can't really understand it. Then they see that it's not for them. It becomes too irrelevant and intangible. So, what Baba is doing is, he wants to fulfill our desires by his power, by his tapasya. And once by now we know that he is the source of the fulfillment, then slowly the shift goes from the actual object of the desire to the one that who gives that object. There are different kinds of objects through which we wish to derive our happiness. And when there is one source which could give all these things, then our mind starts focused more and more on it. And slowly, as the love towards him develops, then the pull towards these objects, they got weaker. And then what the pull towards Baba only remains.
Yes, we have a pull towards the world. Make it a means to achieve your spiritual end. Then all the world becomes a means to that. What actually an obstacle to an ordinary man, to a normal seeker, the world which obstructs him, which is an enemy, which is a nightmare, to a Sai devotee, it is a means, it is a tool to draw him nearer and nearer to the object of his love. That is the difference. You have an illness. Usually what happens is, in the spiritual circles, illness cannot be complained. It has nothing to do with our sadhana, with our Sadguru. And a Sadguru is one who tells you that you are not the body. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about this illness. But we are troubled by our illness. So a clash is created. And we talk something. We are not the body. And at the same time, we are worried about this illness. Here, a Sai devotee, what happens is, he gets illness. And he goes to Baba to cure it. And once that he is cured, he is relieved. Oh, Baba has cured him. And it draws him more and more near to Baba. Even the illness, even that same body, which is to an ordinary Vedantin, an obstacle, it draws him more and more near to the Sadguru. By looking at things like this, we can make all our life an expression of it, a perpetual ritual which expresses our love towards our Sadguru. An unending ritual. a ritual which doesn't seem to be a ritual, which breathes into you the spirit of an expression of love. That is what I mean by making the whole life as a part of your effort for spirituality.
Something is missing, but nobody has an idea what it is. So they experiment. Maybe this, maybe that will give me happiness. And then they go on experimenting. The whole world is experimenting, trying, struggling for that which is missing. The so-called spirituality is one of the ways. Everybody is struggling. Everybody is a seeker. Everyone is on the spiritual path. As long as you are trying for the happiness, it's only the methods differentiate the paths. It's a basic in the human nature. If it is not, spirituality has no meaning. Among the million methods which the human beings are trying and still inventing more and more, we are also trying in this way. Maybe we get this happiness through this. That is why I always say there is nothing like worldly, spiritual, mundane and mystical, this and that. We are only answering to the human problem. It is not our special problem that we are trying to use special methods in order to solve a special disease. No. It is common. We are trying this. And maybe because of the experiences of many people, that by trying this, that you may get something which is not depending upon anything. And by trying these methods, those saints have said, we have got it. Those who are trying in other methods, mostly that we don't hear that they got it. It's only the testimonies which they have given. But everybody is a seeker. Because there is a basic human problem. Wherever you are, a person who is striving for money, why they want money? For happiness. Why they want power? Happiness. Why they want friends and relationships? Happiness. Different things. 1,000 things. Everybody is striving and striving and striving. The whole world is full of that struggle, striving for happiness. Only the means are different. And some are branded spiritual and some branded worldly. But I am talking about the basic struggle of all beings. Everybody is eligible for happiness. Everybody is capable. Everybody is a seeker. And everybody is bound to get it. As long as they seek, and they are helplessly seeking.